One, two, one, two.
This is the Super Ugly Show.
We get through by the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And expect nothing more.
True savages of podcasting game. The Super Ugly Show.
How are you?
Hi.
Holy shit! Fucking Richie, Super Ugly Show.
Number
33.
Yo. Why do you have 231 anyway? We're at 233.
Me, Richie. Yeah. Not you, asshole.
But it's saying 233.
Yeah. Fucking
damn right it is, Richie. You're an animal. You're an animal.
Camel toe is thin. I'm telling you, Rocky, it is.
You're a fucking mental piece.
Camel toe is thin.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah, I'm watching you.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like
hey.
That's part of the show. It's part of the thing. Come on, no! No!
No, dude, cut this. Cut it. Cut the intro.
How valuable is your life, really?
Yeah, fucking Rocky.
No, just the intro. Stop the intro. Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, stop it. What up, everybody?
What up?
We're dealing with this new fucking... Yeah, look, everything just went right to... But it's not showing in the YouTube. It's not popping up in the YouTube. We're here. We're live. It's here. But, yeah, we're working with this new YouTube fucking thing. If anybody could help us out, we can't figure out how to set up the time. There's no option for that, which is fucking awesome. It's saying it's Super Ugly Show episode 233, which this is not a replay. This is episode 234. Even though we wrote in there, you know, 233. This whole fucking thing is just unlist live replay once stream ends. No, we don't want to do that. Yeah, I don't know.
They could hear us right
now,
right?
Why is there two of them?
What?
Why is there two of them?
That was before I set it up.
Okay, close that. Close that.
This is it.
We're here. We're live. Welcome, everybody. I mean, I don't fucking know. I don't know. YouTube sucks. They got rid of the classic thing that everybody was used to.
Yeah, I can't see who's in the chat room.
I can see. Shout out Doug Fox. There's only four people right now because everybody was probably waiting for the thing to pop up.
Yeah,
like normal.
It's not here.
And it's not there. No, I know. I know everything's working. I know everything is there. It's just this new setup is fucked. And if you know anything about YouTube, usually we could see on YouTube the chat and the stream, but we don't see any of that. It's just we're live, and that's at least good that we're live.
Yeah.
But who the fuck knows? Who knows? But welcome, everybody. Super Ugly Show. It's Tuesday night, September 8th. For anyone who thinks this might be a replay of 233, it is not. Even the thumbnail's the same as 233, the description. So you're going to see two number 233s in the thing afterwards, I'm assuming. Mm. And it is not a repeat. This is a live episode, September 8th, 2020. 7:30 p.m. and we are
so
super ugly.
How excited for you about Aaron Carter starting his porn star debut? Oh. I can't wait for this.
Who cares?
Yo,
like you know your career's finished when that's the route.
He never had a career. It was his brother's career.
No,
and he had the career 20 years ago and it wasn't even his.
Yeah, yeah.
It was his brother that was in the big group, but him? Nah, we'll settle for the porn star. 30, you know, 20 years from now.
Richie,
you know?
And Rocky honestly can go fuck themselves. Oh, my God, Doug Fox. You're supposed to be a strong supporter.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. Why such hate?
Good. Fuck you, too.
Yeah, my goodness. I thought we loved you. We had love.
No, there's no love.
There's no love. Well, I have love in the face of hate.
Maybe.
That's the difference between me and Doug Fox there, Mr. Meanie Pants. Fucking the bully of the Super Ugly chat room. My God. And he's a moderator, too. Maybe we have to fix that if he's going to be so mean to the hosts. But yeah, Aaron Carter and his Porto career. I mean, really, who gives a shit? Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck his brother. You know.
Yeah.
Are you able to now pull things up? Or do you know?
Yes.
All right. Go to my Twitter.
Just
go to Twitter in general and just put in RockySUS11. You know, you don't have to log in or anything. I want to play something that I recently just saw Joe Budden's, Mr. Eminem hater over there. He, you guys are shadow banned, not showing up in YouTube. I know, but it's showing up on our channel. Dave, Dave, do you know anything about this new studio? Just write in the chat, yes. If so, I'm going to Skype you before, actually, I'll do it through Instagram. I'm going to call you so you can kind of help me out with this thing, because we're having trouble, obviously. So after this is all said and done, it's right there. I want you to kind of give me a hand if you know what you're doing here. So if you do, just say yes in the chat, and Richie's comedy is as good as his hair. Make him talk, Rock. I got a notification. All right, so some people, see, the notifications are going out, but it's not in the subscriptions. And I noticed that too, Dave. I did notice that. So I don't know.
I'm going to play this.
Go ahead.
Don't worry about it.
Why do I always want to make the dog feel good by playing with their fucking privates?
Yeah, bring that back. Listen to that again, Rich.
Basically, it's okay.
My God, Ray, I'm sorry.
It's a girl. We're just using slurs. Don't worry about it.
He's jerking that dog off.
Yes.
I want to make the dog feel good by playing with their
Why do I always want to make the dog feel good by playing with their privates? Now, if you go to one of my other tweets, there's divorce papers that you don't have to bring this up. But anyone who wants to see him for themselves, it's Rocky SUS11, and follow me, by the way.
Wait, hold on. His wife wanted to divorce him after he was jerking the dog off.
In the papers, it says how he would regularly like jerk the dogs off and saying, "Hey, they need a release too." And the people around him are like, "Yo, what the fuck are you doing?" And he's like, "Doesn't everybody do this?" And they're like, "No, nobody does this. Like, what the fuck."
Wait, why is jerking off his dog all of a sudden, like, that's not normal?
Of course it's not normal. And this is the same guy who wants to make fun of Eminem because he's culturally appropriating hip-hop and blah, blah, blah. You're jerking dogs off. You have no leg to stand on to judge anybody. Ever again, Joe Budden's. You have now been put on blast publicly jerking a dog off, and it's a known thing that you do this regularly. Like, that's fucking weird. No one does that.
No, that's really fucking strange.
I do everything in my power to stay away from my pet's private.
You see the other two guys that are sitting next to him? They're like, "Oh, we don't have the credentials he has, but we still think he's fucked up for jerking his dog off."
Dave, I'm going to Instagram you, like video call you after this, because we'll talk. Well, I have a half hour before the next show in between. But yeah, that's not normal. I don't know anybody who does that.
And now everybody knows him for jerking off
this
dog.
Yeah, that's what you are
now. This is what's going on now.
Joe, but look, this guy's upset. You know, everybody's upset. But yeah, Joe.
Why would you say that?
That's just a reaction to it. But, like, no. Nobody jerks it. This came from he was shitting on some girl. No, don't play this. Don't play that. Don't play that. Right. Don't play any. Get rid of this. Right. Yeah, no, it was just for that. But this came from, he was shitting on some girl, and the girl was like, "Oh, yeah?" And came out. Like, I don't think she had this, but then this came out, and she's like, "Look, Joe Budden's jerks off dogs."
Oh, my God. That's fucking crazy.
Like, dude.
That's kind of like the thing that happened to Wahlberg with the racial thing.
See, someone brought that up this week. It's funny you bring that up. And first of all, he was like 15.
Yeah.
All right? Like, you can't ever make a mistake and then, like...
Yeah, but if it happened, these people will get it. Like,
I know that
up.
I understand. Yeah, it did happen. I'm not denying that it didn't happen. But they were mad because he's like, "You have nothing to say about Black Lives Matter." It's like, dude, that was 30 years ago for one, absolutely. Maybe even longer.
Yeah.
For two, he can't have changed as a person from when he was 15. How many of you are the same person you were when you were 15 now? Okay, like, stop. Stop with that shit. But he fucked up. He went to jail for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah. He went. Holy shit. Served time for that. I don't think like grown up jail. I think he did like juvie time.
Yeah.
But either way, it's not like he's doing it now.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
And I'm sure, like, in Hollywood, how many movies has he done with black people and black co-stars? Like, let it go. Let it go. He fucked up, and he's apologized for it and said, "I was stupid. I was a dumb kid." Like, move on.
Yeah.
You can't fucking hold that against him now, especially when he's trying to help your cause. Like, that's the type of people this Black Lives Matter movement is, though. He's trying to help your cause and trying to help it out and get the word out there, and you're shitting on him for a mistake he made 35 years ago.
Mm.
Like, that's how dumb they are.
Yeah.
If anyone's going to help your cause, it's someone like fucking like Mark him. Wahlberg.
Not to turn on him.
Yeah.
But they don't care.
They turn on everybody. They eat their own all the time. I just saw one of their leaders just got arrested for, like, some kind of pedophile bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Like, they're a garbage organization. They don't do anything positive. They don't. They don't spread a good message. Up in Rochester again this week, they're harassing restaurant people where people are just running out of restaurants because they're being harassed by the Black Lives Matter people. Yes. Yes. It's constant. They're not a good organization. They are not helping this movement. They are turning people against everything that it was supposed to stand for. Yeah. Nobody is now, not nobody, but a lot of people that were behind this movement are now going, no, what you're doing is wrong and we're not going to support this anymore. Like, we're not. Like, I just read American Airlines. Now it's okay to wear a Black Lives Matter pin, but if you wore a Blue Lives Matter pin, I'm sure you'd get thrown off the flight.
Really?
Probably. Probably.
Says you, but...
No, not says me. Says a lot of things. Like, yeah. You know, that's the way it's turning. But the reason I get upset about it is because you're supporting a group that spreads hate.
Yeah.
They're spreading hate.
Yeah, but you're supposed to support them.
No, but... Yeah, at first, yes, you should have. You know, but now their message is spreading so hate now and violence.
What do you do if you want to support, you know...
You find a good African-American organization that you can donate to. Do not donate to them. Donate to the NAACP. Donate to someone else. Don't donate your money to them because that money doesn't go, as we all know, as you've all read, it doesn't go anywhere. They pocket that shit.
Yeah.
They pocket that shit. They haven't given 1 cent back to any black neighborhood. Yeah. They haven't donated anything to any black colleges. They haven't donated anything to any inner city schools.
Yeah.
They pocket that shit.
It's all for their mission.
Yeah.
And they use it all.
Yeah, to buy their cars, to pay for their houses, to pay for their clothes. They're not using it for anything positive. Yeah. They're not. This organization is now just... they're just as bad as the Klan, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This is not my view on it. I don't know anything about
but anything. Their message now is that they just spread hate, and that's the problem. Like, it's become something very, very fucking ugly. Very ugly.
Yeah. See, I didn't know. I thought it was a different group that was making it bad. I thought it was Antifa that was making it bad.
Dave, that we can, as you know, you just pointed out, it's not showing up in the subscription list, and we can't find the timestamp thing, like when to say, hey, we're going live. You know, what's that? What is that? Participants?
Oh, this doesn't show me anybody.
Our thing is just spinning here, which is incredible.
I don't like this.
No, nobody likes this. Everybody's pissed off about it. I haven't heard one person with a positive review on this fucking thing. And when you go to Classic, they don't let you. Don't mess with it now. We're live. Just leave it.
It's so stupid.
I'm wondering if when we shut this down, if the show's even still going to be there. You know,
who
like
the fuck knows.
And if it's not, I'm fucked because I got to send something to Russo this week.
It should be there, but this is fucking crazy.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping. We'll see. But either way, you know, what can you fucking do? Speaking of movements, I had a thought today, right? Because I'm watching stuff on Twitter, and of course, you know, Atlanta shooting, just a shootout in the middle of the street. And then it had me thinking about these gun reform people. People that are like, we need to have more gun reform and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm going, you never see a licensed gun owner mistreating weapons. These are all illegal weapons bought illegally that are the problem. So you want to do gun reform and put restrictions on guns on responsible gun owners because unresponsible criminals misuse guns. That's like saying we need to get rid of doctors because there's a back alley abortionist. But do you get what I'm saying?
Of course I
like
do.
You're punishing the people who do the right thing and go and get a license and go and get permits and know how to treat guns and are very safe with them.
They don't want that organization there in the first place.
But like, you look at that and I'm like, do you know how stupid you sound and that you're punishing the wrong fucking people?
It's just so crazy.
Like, it's insane to me. That's like saying, hey, let's get rid of prescription drugs because crackheads.
Yeah.
Because
crack infiltrated the city streets. That means we can't hand out this cancer medication.
Yeah, we can't take care of cancer patients or AIDS patients because medicine obviously is bad and drugs are bad. Yeah. Since we like to lump everything in together, crack gets now lumped in, you know, with drugs.
It's saving cancer. Yeah, and, it's all the same thing.
Let's get rid of medicine too because, you know, there's a crack epidemic. Like, that's how stupid you sound when it's you talk crazy. About gun reform and all this other shit. Like, I kind of understand the argument about the AR rifles. I kind of get that. Like, what purpose do they serve? I get that. That, I'm like, all right, I can kind of be on board with that. But the handguns and, you know, regular rifles, shotguns, home protection or hunting or just to go out and have fun and shoot guns, which is what the ARs are for, if we're being honest. It's just to go to a range and have fun shooting a fun gun.
Of course.
You know, so I'm not totally against them, but I can understand their argument about them. But stop with the gun reform shit. It's not responsible gun owners' fault that there's criminals out there that misuse weapons.
Yeah. But the thing is that the people that have these licenses, they don't like their whole organization. So it's easier for them just to say the organization is bad and they need reform and so and so.
It's just a platform just to stand on to get more votes behind your bullshit fucking politician.
It's all about their own agenda.
Dude, today, Biden, and again, I don't have a horse in this race. I see things, and it's just Joe Biden happens to be really fucking stupid, so I pick on him. All right? I get it. Trump is stupid, too, but he's not, like, stupid in a let's talk about the dumb thing Trump said today.
I seen something funny on a bar. You know when people change the words on the bar, like, come eat here, or we'll all starve, or something?
Yeah.
It said, you want to imagine something funny, and it said Joe Biden in a spelling bee.
Now, it's just, now, you know nothing about politics, correct?
No.
Okay. Now, if we were talking defund the police,
okay,
which side of the politic fence are we talking about? The Donald Trump side or the Joe Biden side?
That you want to defund the, that want to. The Biden side.
Correct. Yeah. Everybody affiliates that with the left. Well, today, Joe Biden goes, I don't want to defund police. Trump's the one who wants to defund police. And I'm going, do you not listen to everybody on your side of the fence? Literally, Kamala Harris, Nancy, everybody that supports you
said this.
Defund the police. We need police reform. We need this, that, and the other. And now you're saying Trump is the one who wants to. Are you fucking?
It's so crazy. He's so fucking out of it.
Awesome though. Like Trump was awesome 4 years ago for just being a madman and a dick and bullying people. Like it was fun to watch. Yeah. He is so fun to watch because he's so just out of it.
He's done. He's cooked.
He doesn't know what planet he is on.
Can you imagine the Saturday Night Live skits that would be of him if he was our president?
Oh, they would be amazing.
Oh god,
they would be amazing.
He's a fucking idiot.
He's just
guy.
A doddering old fool. Remember in The Sopranos when Uncle Junior lost his mind and he was just, well, that's Joe Biden. Like, I picture him like someone finding him in his neighborhood being like, come on, Joe, let's go back home.
No, it's just Joe. He's in his underwear again. He's fucking, jerking off the dog in the pool.
Him and Joe Puddin's are jerking dogs off. But I'm watching this clip going, what the fuck? Trump wants to defund the police? I have heard Trump do nothing but have 100% full backing of the police. And like, you look at that and you go, how can anybody in their right mind go, yep, this is our guy.
This is the guy.
Like, and I'm not talking about the politicians. I get that. They have a game to play. I'm talking about the voters. Mm. Like, your argument of anyone but Trump, not that guy. I don't care. Like, you have to be a fucking madman to sit there and go, this is the guy we need running our country. Like, I get it. You hate Trump. You hate the way he does things. He's an arrogant, brash fucking dick. I completely get that. But you have to be a moron to think Joe Biden is the better choice. And again, I'm not voting. I don't have a horse in this race. I'm an outside spectator.
I'm going to vote.
Are you?
Yeah.
And Trump, obviously.
I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah.
Yes.
Richie's taking a stance. It's a bold statement.
I never voted before once in my life, ever. This year, I'm voting because I definitely do not want Joe Biden as our president.
See, and Doug Fox, that's the thing. Like, you're getting mainstream media reports of Trump. And again, I don't support the way he acts. He acts like a fucking boob. He's an idiot the way he acts sometimes. I get everybody's point on that. I totally do.
That doesn't.
But as a president,
gets shit done.
He just brought, what was it, Syria and what the fuck is the other country? two countries that despise each other for fucking hundreds of years, and he just got them to sign some kind of fucking deal together and got them in the same room. He did it with North Korea. Like, he gets shit done.
Russia, you can't all of that.
Listen to the mainstream media as far as what kind of president he is, because they just outright lie. It's to the point where they're literally making shit up.
Yeah.
Like last week, they were like, he said that he was happy that soldiers dead and they're a bunch of losers for being dead.
Yeah.
And this is their reporting. Sources say.
Yeah.
What sources? Joe Biden's team? Like, you can't do that.
It's so stupid.
It's what sources? Give us fucking one name that was in the room that says this so we can then question
person. Not even like John.
Yeah.
Like John said
it's literally sources say.
Yeah,
Mike. I could be sources say.
Yeah, Mike said that. You know.
You could be in the barbershop and some guy can overhear it from the news and go, yeah. I heard it though.
Sources say.
Sources say that he said this.
Yeah.
That is so fucking irresponsible.
Yeah. You're better off saying, well, I heard on Super Ugly Show on Tuesday that Joe Biden is a fucking this.
Right? Joe Biden allegedly said that, you know, he hates all animals and hopes all giraffes get killed and wiped off the face of the earth. Yeah. The news will now report, not saying they will, but I'm saying, for an example, will then take that and go, Joe Biden hates animals, sources say.
Yeah, and Bill Clinton likes Dookie on the lips, but not on his teeth.
No, he hates it on his teeth. He hates it on his fucking teeth.
He doesn't like it one fucking bit. I never knew one person that liked the Dookie on the teeth.
No, though. But I know one person who likes getting Dookie on his chest. Have you heard this?
No, who? Did we just segue?
Yo, we sure did, and it was perfect. Apparently, Odell Beckham Jr.
Really?
The wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns. How fitting of the team he's on now.
He gets the steamer.
He loves getting shitted on. Some whore on some podcast said that she was with him, and he asked her to shit on him, but she couldn't shit, and to send me videos of you shitting. And he loves scat. He loves getting... That is one thing. That's for one, weird. Like, the smell alone would, like, wouldn't you be like, ugh, like, gross. Did you just, like, imagine just fucking and a girl farted. You'd be like, ah, mood killed. Like, you know what I mean? Because
mood killed.
But shitting on you, shitting?
Yeah.
Cool. How could you be into that?
I could see, like, maybe pissing because, you wipe it off. Whatever,
no, even that. Like, any bodily fluids other than, pussy juice messy. Or cum. Like, that's the only two body fluids that should be happening during sex. What, not
pussy juice and cum?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shit is
weird.
There's not even a list that shit is on that should be involved in sex.
Yeah.
Such a fucking gross and weird fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, I heard Stallone's into that, too.
Really?
Like, he would have girls shit on a glass table and he'd lay under it.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking freaky.
I don't know
freaky.
How true it is, but I heard that story.
Wow.
But, he's Rocky, so he can do whatever he wants. Yeah. I don't care if he fucking has girls shit and throw it at him across the room.
He ended the Cold War.
Exactly.
What do you expect?
Imagine he's just across the room. Throw it! Throw his shit at me! I didn't start this shit fight, you did! And if I can shit, you can shit.
We all can shit.
Everybody can shit. I just want to say one thing to my kid at home. Who should be home shitting right now? that's one thing. Like, I've heard about that before, and I'm like, how can anybody... Like, there's certain sexual things that I look at, like the baby thing. Like, you baby ever see thing? That where, like, dudes will wear diapers and they want to be treated like a baby? Yeah, and I'm like, that's just how can the girl be into that?
Yeah, like, what's sexy about a baby?
You're a pedophile in my eyes. Like, that's pedophile, like, territory. Yeah,
what is with the baby thing? That's a little strange.
I don't get it either. Like, there's a lot of fetishes.
Does he piss in his diaper and you like that?
Like the furry thing. People are furries and they wear full-blown costumes where only the genitals are exposed.
I would like to do that, though.
How could you be turned on looking at a fucking Mickey Mouse costume?
So, picture this, okay? Picture you're in, like, a full get-up, like, full fox uniform, okay?
Yeah.
So, you're a full fox.
Okay.
And you got your fucking piece of deal and your balls hanging out of the costume. That's it, though. Okay?
Don't fuck. It ain't over till you shit!
So if I have my piece of deal and my balls hanging out of the suit, then that means I'm a full I'm a full fox. I'm a fox with a penis hanging out.
What does the fox say?
Erect. But if I'm and I'm fucking a fox, right?
Or whatever furry that person. It doesn't have to be a fox.
Yeah,
it
or
be
something.
A panda
whatever.
Or
and,
you
and,
know, a
and
moose.
She's got her openings open. I mean, it's only fitting that I would
like.
Fuck it.
Do people do like you know how there's like say you're in your fox suit and then you know how like there's that horse costume where there's one in front and one in back.
Yeah.
Like while the person in back is getting fucked, does he eat the other one's ass? Like is there like a three way like that?
Well. Usually with furries, there's only one per costume.
Yeah, but that now if we're throwing in that horse costume.
If we're doing the horse, then we got a three-way going.
I guess, right? Imagine the person in the front like had no idea what was going on. Like,
and he was just like...
And all of a sudden, he's like, what's going on back there?
And he's getting...
Like, what the fuck are you doing back there?
Done, just chilling.
Yeah, like completely clueless that that's what was going to happen. Like, he's like, we're going to a costume party. I need you to be the front of the horse. The guy's like, cool, I'm into this. And all of a sudden, the fucking ass is just getting railed out.
Yeah, they're like, yo, you see Mikey? Mikey the horse is getting fucked.
It's like what did they say?
It's not me.
What did they say? Where? What kind of party is this?
Stupid.
Oh, my God. But, like, I'm a visual person. Like, you know, I like looking and seeing, you know, and, like, I need, like, you know, like, you're just as hot. So I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. I look at her and I'm like, yes, I'm fucking a hot chick. This is great. Like, you want that visualization, I would think. Yeah. Like, how do you get... Like, to there.
Because, all right.
How do you even introduce that?
Do you know that people jerk off to, like, anime and stuff, right?
I know there's a world, right, yes.
So there's people that get off on that, you know, like, with tentacles and all that
shit.
Yeah,
but you have to be damaged. Like, there's got to be something wrong up here for you to be into that.
Of course.
Like, there's not, like, you're not a normal person.
Too many nights in your parents' fucking basement watching porno over and over.
Like, I know billionaires, like, they, like, it's, like, more for the rush because they're so rich that they've already, like, spent their money doing everything that can give them a rush. Yeah. So now they're, like, looking for other things and, like, they're, hey, let's try this. And then they find out, hey, I really dig this.
Yeah.
And that's how they get into their weird fetish. But, like, if you're, like, a normal Joe, you know what I mean?
I think normal Joes are just looking to pay the bills and are happy with just anal, you know. Unless like
you're just the anal king over like everything's anal.
But boobs. What else are people into?
I love boobs.
Yeah, people are into boobs. Listen, people are into big boobs, big butts, big cocks.
See, like even the butts thing. Like, there's a point where like there's a nice butt, and then it's just fat.
Yeah.
Like, to me, at least. And, like a lot of people will be like, look at that ass. And I'm like, no, that's a fat girl. Like, that's a fat ass. That's fat, gross, not a fat, like, it's not attractive to me. Like, it's just, like the Kardashian or the Cardi B butt. Like, to me, I'm like, that's disgusting.
What,
that
Cardi
is not
B?
Appealing to me whatsoever.
Really? Why? It's too way too big for you.
It's just gross to me. It's not, like, an appealing butt. It's just not, and like a bubble butt, like I, you know,
yeah.
Like once your hips are this wide,
and what if their stomach is this big? If
no,
hips are that
it's
wide?
Fucking
no.
Weird. It's you look like a weirdo.
Yeah, it is. It is weird, but it is. You know, there is a demand
dude,
for
I
it.
Know a lot of people are into it, and I'm into boobs. You know, and some people
are. I'm into. You know.
Yeah, I get it. You know, you are, and I'm not faulting anybody. It's just my own taste. Like I look at that, and I just go, "No, that's a fat girl to me now." Like now you're fat.
You don't.
With the skinny waist, you're still a fat girl just with a skinny waist. Like that's the way. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's me though. You know, I'm a boob guy though. So you know, that's my thing. I like boobs.
Yeah.
So you know.
Everybody has their thing.
You wanted to bring up Shudder. I was just watching this movie, The Shed. Really good movie if you have Shudder.
They're actually pushing that heavy on Shudder.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's fucking fantastic. It kind of reminded me sort of Fright Night. Sort of.
Okay.
You know, the way there's kids and his buddy, you know, there's a vampire.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as comedic and, you know, but like I could see the influence of Fright Night. In this, you know, I'm not saying it's like Fright. It's not like Fright Night really at all.
No,
I should have said I can kind of see the influence of Fright Night in this movie.
Well, first things first, let's talk about Shudder. Shudder is a paid like Netflix kind of programming that you stream movies on. But Shudder is a little bit different in the fact that it's all horror movies.
Yeah, it's strictly horror,
and they have three live. Like feeds, is that what?
Yeah,
that's
they
called?
Have slashers, psychological,
and Shudder original.
Yes.
So what they do is they play on rotation three movies.
No, not the same movies. It's just the channel.
It's just, yeah. So, like, you're able to watch the Shudder like it's a fucking movie channel.
Yeah, like, you'll turn on the Slasher channel, and you'll be halfway through a Slasher.
Yes.
Now, you can then go and find that movie on Shudder.
Or just
and
watch the rest
the
of it like it's TV.
Yeah.
I like that it's like TV to where I could just jump into a movie and just start watching.
I can't do that anymore. I need to see the beginning, middle. I have to see everything.
Yeah.
I can't just jump into a movie anymore.
See, I like how they have it playing for me. That's, I don't know what it is. It's just, it's playing for me. It's ready. It's already there. It's ready to go.
But Shudder is a fantastic service. If you're a horror fan, there's so many, like, see, I have this
Creepshow.
Yeah. I have this weird, you know, I think we're all kind of programmed this way when it comes to movies, that if you didn't hear about it and Hollywood's not behind it, it's probably not good. You know what I mean? Or, like, every now and then you get that rare indie movie that ends up making it.
But that's not true
with
horror.
It's not true in film in general anymore.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to get rid of that stigma, because now it's like, no, there could be a good movie anywhere. Like, really, like, the way people can make movies now, like, The Florida Project, it was nominated for an Oscar, and this movie was made on an iPhone.
Mm. There's some good
indie
movies.
You know, like, people are making movies in such creative ways now, and using the internet in such powerful ways to spread this movie around. Yeah. Like, Never Hike Alone.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, that was a few people hit me up after they watched it, and they were like, dude, that was really fucking good.
Yeah, they don't have to be criticized by the professionals to be
good. No. And with Shudder, like, now I'm starting to learn that more. Like, I would have never gave, if The Shed was just on demand, I would have went right past and be like, no way, I'm not watching this.
Yeah,
but now that it's because Shudder's available, you're like, all right, I'll check it out.
And if they're pushing it, you know it's for a reason, because they want you to see it.
Yeah.
And everything with Shudder is they want you to see it because they're going to pick up the good picks, and they're going to push them to the public because they want you guys to buy the service, and it's really fucking good.
It is. It's really good. So, and if you're a horror fan, like I said, it's worth the six. I think it's only like $5.99 a month.
It's fucking cheap.
It's really cheap. And there's a shit ton of content.
There's a lot of movies.
A lot of originals.
So,
a lot of old school movies. They have it all broken down into categories.
Yes.
So it's really, really good.
It's perfect for me.
I wanted to talk about your favorite movie.
Okay.
Now, well, what am I talking about?
Let's see if you can guess. Are we going into zombie genre?
Nope.
Or
nope.
We're going into what kind of?
1980s. We'll start there. Martial arts. Your favorite movie. What am I talking about?
Martial arts. My favorite, what, martial arts movie?
Yeah.
Mine's
don't let me down.
It's probably going to be, no, I'm going to let you down. It's going to be Revenge of the Ninja.
No, it's not. Give me the real one, dickhead.
What?
Give me the real one. The one you constantly fucking...
Bloodsport?
Yes, thank you. See what an asshole he is? He knew exactly what I was talking about. And he wanted to circle around and play this fucking game with me. As if he doesn't know I'm talking about Bloodsport. Yeah. Now, Lewis has never seen it. My youngest son. He's about to be 11. And he's never seen Bloodsport. So I was like, hey, buddy, let's watch Bloodsport.
Yeah.
So we watched it. And he enjoyed it. And as he should have.
As well he should.
Yeah, of course. He should have. You know, if he didn't, I might disown him. But he liked it. And then at the end, they start telling you about Frank Dukes, right?
Yeah.
Frank Dukes, 56 consecutive knockout. No, not wins, knockouts.
Wow, that's a lot of knockouts.
Now, someone did the math on...
I don't want to call bullshit on that.
The whole thing,
but
that's where we're going. The whole thing. Frank Dukes is the biggest liar in the history of liars.
Yeah.
If someone did the math, in these tournaments, for him to have 56 knockouts, would to have had to have been 72 quadrillion participants in these tournaments total for him to have that many knockouts of the number.
Think of the bracket.
On. They say 56 consecutive KOs.
Think of the bracket.
There would have had to have been 72 quadrillion entrants in these tournaments. There hasn't been 72 quadrillion people alive in the history of Earth.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
But Frank Dukes has beat them all in this tournament.
Okay. So not only that, the CIA outright denies him ever working with them. He's never served in the military.
No.
He's never served in the military.
So these guys that want him to go back because he's so good at protecting...
It's all a lie. It's all a lie. And not one person ever has confirmed these underground tournaments other than Frank Dukes. Not one person has ever come up and said, no, yeah, these exist. Never has anybody confirmed his stories. Not one.
That's so weird because if this is the fucking Kumite.
It doesn't exist. It's all a lie. This everything so about Bloodsport and everything about Frank Dukes is an outright lie.
Yeah. Even, like, he could have went to a tournament, and that's where he got the ideas from all this shit from.
He just went so overboard with it.
Yeah.
Like, he went so, like, he could have maybe sustained the lie if he was like, yeah, I went to this one tournament, the Kumite.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, I beat the main guy and yada. He, maybe that could have, you know, stayed in the pocket.
Yeah.
But he wanted to get greedy. I had 56 consecutive KOs in the first round, and no. You no, don't.
That's crazy.
You don't, because if you did, there would have to be 72 quadrillion entrants.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is that, okay, say that these things lasted a period of 3 days, okay? And now, if you think of, like the UFC brackets.
The old school ones.
Yes. Okay, that's how you got to, this is how these people are fighting.
Yeah.
Right? So now, you know, within 3 days, he got maybe 10 fights in there.
Do
maybe.
You think Van Damme's kicking the shit out of himself for not taking that Johnny Cage initial Mortal Kombat video game deal? Because originally, the Mortal Kombat guys wanted Van Damme to do the mocap for Johnny Cage.
Really?
And he turned it down because at the time...
He's Guile?
He's Van Damme. No, this was before Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
They in the video game, Mortal Kombat 1,
yes.
They asked... Van Damme, will you do the motion capturing for our video game and be Johnny Cage? We our influence, a lot of it, is from Bloodsport.
Yeah.
And if you look at Johnny Cage's outfit in that, he has the yellow sash.
And he does the split.
And he does the punch. Yes. So they want it, and he was like, no, I'm not doing that. Now they're up to Mortal Kombat 11, and there's merchandise that he would have made bank.
Yeah, he would have killed
him.
He would have been the only superstar on Mortal Kombat with his... Like
at the time, and you know, now that there's 11 movies, they would have probably consistently kept him in there.
Yeah,
or he could have at least worked a deal in where you know,
especially
hey,
right now, his fame is through the roof.
It's zero. Van Damme.
Yeah,
it's zero.
No, it's actually good.
Why?
Because he's doing a lot of good stuff.
What
right
stuff
now.
Is he? I haven't seen Van Damme on a screen in fucking 20 years.
You want me to pull it up?
Pull it up and name something that we've seen other than the Expendables, where Stallone threw him a bone. You're going to find nothing. The man has done nothing worth watching or mentioning. He's done things, I'm sure, but nothing that anybody has really seen.
That's not nice.
I don't care if it's nice or not. It's fucking true. His career was over by the time he did Street Fighter. That was just the final nail in the coffin. Mm. But, like, you fucking idiot. Like, what an idiot. Like, I always look at people who do things like that, and you go, you dumb fuck. Like, Will Smith passed up on The Matrix. You know, Matt Damon passed up on Avatar. Like, you look at those. I mean, they're still doing fine. You know, they're not in the same position as Van Damme. But, you know, you look at that, and you go, yeah, the first billion-dollar movie. Way to go, Matt Damon. Smart move.
Mm.
Smart move. 5 sequels that are going to happen. You know, Matrix, you know, three of the biggest movies of all time. You know, they're not great movies, but, you know, they still were huge. And look what it did for Keanu Reeves.
Oh, it's really funny, too. This
that stupid Amazon comedy series.
Jean-Claude Van Johnson?
Yeah.
Was fucking funny.
No one watched it, Rich.
Yeah, but it was really funny.
You watched it because you love Van Damme, okay? You're the one. You're the one, all right? Also, everybody now jumping on the Cobra Kai bandwagon.
Everybody.
Fucking 3 years later.
Because it's on Netflix.
Yeah, and God bless. I love that it's getting the dues it deserves.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hate that. I hate that everyone's like, man, this show is great. I was like, yeah, I told you that fucking a year and a half ago.
Yeah, now you want to
watch Now you want to watch
it. Now fuck you.
Yeah, now I don't want to hear you talk about it because I wanted to talk about it fucking 2 years ago.
Yeah, and now you didn't want to listen to me, and now I'm not listening to you now.
The only thing I don't do that with is Kingdom. Like, because Kingdom, I'm like, I want everybody to love this show as much as I do.
They all want to start redoing.
I know.
Right?
I know. Everybody, you know, and the fans want it, too. A lot of people want it. So... We'll see what happens. Hopefully it does. Dancing with the Stars news, since we're huge Dancing with the Stars. Carol Baskins.
I've seen that. I like that.
Do you? Then why can't OJ be on the show?
You're right.
He didn't kill his wife. He wasn't found guilty. Everybody knows this bitch had something to do with that guy's disappearance.
Yeah.
Like, we all know it. Like, you know, she's not guilty of nothing, but we all suspect that she definitely had something to do with it. Absolutely. You know, and now we're going to, you know, put her on Dancing with the Stars on network television and like, fuck that.
Yeah,
she doesn't.
Why give that to her?
You're a professional. Come on.
Why give that to her?
It's annoying. It's annoying.
There's so many other people that
and
that
the Tiger
worthy.
King thing, like, it was hot for a month. Like, it was fire.
Fire.
It's dead now. Like, no one cares that Carol Baskin. No one, you're not bringing in viewers. I don't. You might get some.
You're going to get some. Yes.
But I don't think it's going to, like, drive the numbers up that much.
It wasn't like it's the week of or the second week
and
of.
And is that one of those vote-off shows? Because if it's a call-in vote-off show, she's out week one.
Yeah.
Everybody wants her out. Nobody's going to support her.
If that's the case, I'm going to vote her off.
Everybody
then.
Hates her.
Yeah.
Nobody was like, I like her. Everybody was like, fucking Carol Baskins. Everybody supported the guy who tried to murder this woman over her because she was that hateable.
Yeah. And now you want to put her on a show where we people fucking vote for her to stay on it? Yeah,
people
right.
People were trying to get her attempted killer out of prison.
Yeah.
Knowing he'll damn well probably try to kill her again. And we don't give a shit. We're like, we support him.
Yeah.
Over this woman.
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah, she's the worst.
She's bad.
Talk about just whoring out. And that's a Disney company. Like, that's why you look at Disney and you go, the bull's on you.
Yeah.
They fired James Gunn for some dirty jokes.
Yeah.
But you're going to hire this woman and let her be on your dancing show that everybody suspects murdered her husband.
Yeah. It's so messed
like,
up.
Like, look at the animals in her zoo. She treats them like shit.
Yeah.
She doesn't treat them well.
No.
It's crazy to me, the double standard when it comes to men and women. I don't care for it. I don't like it. And, you know, that's my stance on it.
I'm not going to stand for it.
Speaking of scumbag companies, let's talk about the NFL and Madden 21. Now, the NFL has to license out everything for the game, right?
Yes.
Well, guess who's now a free agent that you can sign on your team in Madden 21?
Colin Kaepernick.
And I'm not against
him. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not against him being in the game. God bless him. He'll probably make a few bucks off of it. But the fucking balls on the NFL to put this guy in the game and now profit off of him is like, and if I was, you know what? I'm a little bit against him for it because take your stance. You're not playing in the league. You're still not signed.
So hold on. He let them use his name. And
yep.
Okay, so he took the money.
He took the money.
He took the money.
And that's why, you know,
of course he took the money.
The message Colin Kaepernick was sending out, I'm still like, his message wasn't wrong. I will not turn my back on that. I admitted I was wrong, that, you know, we should have probably listened to him back then, you know, at least somewhat. And you know what? I want to bring something up after this. But you're a sellout. You're a sellout. Like, you stood against this league, this organization. You're still not playing in the league, but you're going to take their money to be in a video game. Like, what does that say about your character?
It says you sold out.
Yeah. And speaking of which,
you're against this league, and now you're taking their money to get put in their video game?
Yeah.
You sold out.
I had this thought today, too, because this had my brain rolling. Now, and I'm sure people don't are sick of hearing about this stuff, but the cops killing black men. All right. Some of them, yeah, were crazy. I'm not going to get behind the Jacob Blake thing. Like, I think that guy was wrong. Should they shot him 7 times? No. Should they shot him once? Probably. The George Floyd thing was very over the top. That one, I can't defend the police there. That was over the top. But if this was a problem and this was, like, rampant, don't you think we'd have one of these stories every day? Because you know the media would report it every day if they could.
Of course.
This isn't really a problem. Like, it happens once in a while. Yeah. Once in a while.
All over the world.
Once in a while is not a problem. Okay? And like I said, if it was rampant and it was a problem, CNN and all these fucking news organizations, they love these stories.
Yeah.
They love them.
They would push them as much as possible.
So
yes.
We would be hearing about them
all the time.
All the time. And we don't. It's once in a while here, once in a while there. Every couple months we hear one of them. You know, there'll be 6 months where we don't get any of them.
Yeah.
So stop it with the police are out here fucking hunting black men. Stop it. It's not the case. And like I said, if I'm lying, if you think I'm full of shit, you're like, then you're just, you're blind to the bullshit. You're just blind and you follow the...
You know what, though? Listen. You're also taking... you know, you're talking like a person from New York. You know, we're kind of all mixed into the melting pot over here.
Yeah, but now it's happening.
What about in Alabama?
No, but this is happening like that, everywhere, man. Now. We've seen it in Wisconsin. Like, who would have thought a black guy in Wisconsin? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was surprised black people live in Wisconsin, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, it's true. Like, you look at Montana. Like, what's the black population in Montana?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it is surprising to hear that.
But like I said, the media creams over this shit.
Yeah.
They love it.
They love it.
And if it was happening all the time and this was a real problem, we would be hearing about these cases all the time. And we don't. And that, like, triggered in my head and I go, you know what? That's where the bullshit is in this whole thing. Because, like I said, the media is a bunch of whores. They love dividing this country. They love sensationalizing fucking anything they can.
Yeah, it brings the eyes on the channel.
Yep. And if this was really a problem, we'd be hearing about it more often than we do.
Of course.
And the fact that we don't tells me it's not a problem.
No.
It's a problem that it happens once in a while. Is it a problem that it happens once in a while?
Of course.
Sure, it's a problem. But it's not an epidemic the way people are making it out to be.
No.
It's not a fucking witch hunt.
Not every day, not every second people are fucking cast, you know. I mean, maybe they are.
No, it's not. Because like I said, they would re-report it.
Yeah.
CNN would be all over it.
Yeah, if they had it, they would.
Don Lemon would be all over it. Oh, Whoopi Goldberg would be all over. All these people that fucking love to shout from the fucking rooftops about this shit would be all over it.
Yeah. They would.
And we don't hear about it all the time, which tells me it doesn't happen all the time. It's a rare occurrence. And you can show me the list of 50 fucking names. I don't care. That's 50 names over the past 25 years that you're showing me. All right? So now average that out with days and, you know what I mean, and how many cases it happens in, and how many of them are actually not justified, you know, and then come back and talk to me. But the fact that people are acting like this is an everyday occurrence and this is happening all over and it's running not, rampant, yeah. It's not. And the fact that I thought of that and I'm like, the news would be jamming it down our throats if it was, tells me this whole thing is a political ploy, for one, and it's a ploy by the Black Lives Matter fucking movement to fucking keep getting money sent to them so they can go buy their Bentleys and their fucking mansions and their Ferraris and their private planes. And so fuck off with it. Like, and if you're falling for it, I'm sorry. You're a fucking mark. You're a mark. You are. You walk in the midway, and you fell for the fucking the game for the big stuffed animal. Yeah. It's really the way I look at it. You know, and then, you know, some people might get offended by it, but whatever. You know, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Find me one that happened today. Find me a cop that killed an innocent black man today. Find me a cop that killed an innocent black man yesterday. All right, find me one. Send it to me. I'm open. I'm asking you to send it to me, okay? Find me one. I want one every day for the month of August. Find me one. Because if it's a problem, there's 300 million people in this country. If it's a problem, there has to be one every day, right?
Of course.
That's a problem, where there's one every day. Or even if there's one every week, I would say not really a problem, but kind of.
Yeah. It's not even that.
No.
You know.
No. And again, the election and, you know, the politics and all this shit, just they're fooling
taking,
all of you.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of all of this, man.
They really are. They're
just bringing up all of this like it's happening all the time.
Kamala Harris went into that Jacob Blake guy and said, you're an incredible person. You're a great human being, basically. Yeah, a great human being who broke into a woman's house, who raped her in front of her kids, who stole a car, who fucking was in a place where he wasn't supposed to be, who was not listening to police orders, who went into a car and reached for a knife. Yeah, what an upstanding human being. And she had the balls.
That's the one with the kids in the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she had the fucking balls to come out and say, I told him he's a really good person and this, that, and you know, what? And this is the person you want for your vice president?
It's crazy. Ignore everything just to fit, you know, just to make a
just
couple
to get
people
the vote.
Happy. Yeah.
Yeah, and get so, that vote. The so people that think he's an innocent person.
It's so stupid.
And trust me, you got their vote anyway. Yeah. But all you've done now is deter the people that are on the fence that look at you and go, you're a maniac.
Yeah.
That's like walking into, hey, Charles Manson didn't kill anybody. He's a great guy.
Yeah. The other people killed. He didn't kill.
Yeah, he didn't kill anybody.
He loved. He was into music and he loved music.
He was bringing people together.
Yeah.
He was bringing people together.
He was.
What a great guy.
Yeah. Now, however they took it and ran with it, you know, is not his problem, but, you know.
Yeah, hey, you know, that was on them. You know? But get the fuck out of here with that. Like, the pandering that they do to people is disgusting.
It's bad.
It's disgusting. It makes me sick, honestly. It really does. It's fucking gross. What else do we got? The Kardashians are finally ending after 20 years. Thank God.
What do you mean?
Their stupid show. Who's watching that for 20 years?
Yeah, but you know what?
20 seasons. I don't know if it's been on for 20 years.
Isn't the fucking the Disick guy with the younger sister now or some shit?
No, he's with Lionel Richie's daughter, I thought.
No, he's with the fucking...
Not Nicole, like a young one. Like, really? She's really young.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but... And I think they're, like, happy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard any bad news or anything about it. And I think Lionel's, like,
they're
cool
still
with
trying
it.
To paint fucking Kanye crazy and...
Yeah, well, he walked on water, apparently, over the weekend. Did you see that shit?
No.
Yeah, Josh, I didn't read it. I can't with him anymore. He does these Sunday sermon things, and he walked on water. I mean, he's Jesus.
Who said that?
Josh sent something to the Facebook group.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we'll do one more thing, and we're going to get out of here. I know we're, you know, a little early, but we also started a little early. A little wrestling talk real quick. And again, it's not really wrestling talk. It's more the irresponsibility of AEW, the new wrestling company ran by Tony Khan, whose father owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, who should have an extensive...
That's his father owns the Jaguars?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he should have extensive knowledge in concussions and CTE. Now, Matt Hardy was having a match. First of all, I watched their pay-per-view over the weekend. Didn't pay for it. Stole it, and happily stole it, because fuck them. I will not support that company. Okay. Matt Hardy, a few weeks ago, had a chair hurled at his head and gashed Rich like this, like that wide, fucking split wide open. The guy just took a chair right at his fucking head.
Wow.
Right? So about 3 weeks, a month later... They're doing a pay-per-view, and they're doing a spot where they're on one of those scaffold machines. And he's up maybe about 10, 15 feet, and they're supposed to go through tables. Well, Matt missed and hit his head on concrete and was clearly knocked out.
Yeah.
Knocked out. Knocked out means what?
You have a concussion. Yeah.
And you have a concussion.
Yeah, of course.
They ring the bell. The match is over because he's concussed. He was out.
Yeah.
When he got up, he was wobbling all over the place.
Yeah.
They restart the match, and they let him now climb a 20-foot scaffold. And, you know, he was fine after that. Like he nothing else happened to him after that.
Yeah.
But he was very clearly concussed.
Yeah.
Everybody watching this was like, dude, this guy's got a concussion. So Tony Khan, the money mark of AEW, the guy who took daddy's money and started his own wrestling company so he can play wrestling, says, our doctor looked at him and cleared him. In a minute? In a minute, you looked at... We, as the viewers, can see he's got a concussion.
Yeah.
And you now let him... What if he passed out?
While he was climbing.
While he's climbing
something.
This fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, you go and watch the clip after we're done, and it's probably on YouTube. Anyone, you know, fuck wrestling, I know. But we are in a wrestling brand, though, so I'm doing a little wrestling. And it's really not about the wrestling. It's more about the irresponsibility. This is a man who has three young kids at home, who's a husband, you know what I mean? And you let him continue the match, and you let him climb up 20 feet,
not even knowing if he's even able to do the fucking stunt in the first place.
No, very no. Everybody, like I said, you watch this. And anybody who tells me differently that maybe he wasn't, come at me on Twitter, RockySU11. We can have a discussion. It doesn't have to be an argument. But anybody looking at this clearly will go, oh, yeah, that guy shouldn't have continued. Should have been stopped. But to sit there and go, the doctor went through the protocol and cleared him. What was the protocol? Matt, you all right? And he said, yeah, any wrestler is going to do that.
Yeah.
You're responsible for their safety at that point, not him.
Of course, yeah.
And the fact that
you can't let a concussed guy tell you he's okay. He can't tell you anything. He has to prove that he's okay.
Dude, when he first got up, he fell over again and hit his head again. And then fell again, then got up, and he's using the wall to keep himself up. And then the other guy's, like, holding him up as they're getting to the spot. Like, they didn't go on much longer after this, but it shouldn't have gone on at all after that.
Yeah, after that, he should be done.
And then I have the AEW marks bringing up, what about Stone Cold with his broken neck? Well, we can't visibly see his broken neck. And, yeah, maybe he told the ref, I broke my neck. But guess what? literally right after that, he did a sloppy roll up a pin and it was over.
Yes.
He didn't then climb a 25, and then people bring up Mick Foley. And there I go, all right, there's your argument. The Hell in a Cell Mick Foley thing.
But that was the one time. It was one time. No, wasn't but it?
Either way, like the Mick Foley thing was bad looking. Not of the course. One off the side. That okay. one was on purpose. That one was supposed to happen.
Which
the
one through
was not supposed to happen. Yeah. And I watch his body and I'm like, oh that's my fucking, God. Like his body gets mangled. It was a different time.
Yeah.
And that's not an excuse, but we didn't have the knowledge we have of CTE today.
Yeah.
And it was a different time where you kind of did trust the wrestlers to be like, all right, you can go, you can go. You yeah. know, like, especially someone yeah. like Mick Foley.
And now with all today's laws and everything, yeah. how everything's so happy,
it was a
you
much
can't...
different time yeah, back then. It's... I get your argument. I get how you yeah. can bring that one in. But they're like, well, dude, all right, yeah. whatever. You want to defend your company.
But look,
they're wrong.
Look what was going on back then yeah. during those times.
But you're wrong. And then someone brings up, what about when Triple H ripped his pectoral or his quad? And I'm like, that's on him.
Yeah.
That he can't die from that. That's the yeah, difference. Matt Hardy could die. He could have had a brain hemorrhage. He could have, like I said, passed out climbing up the next 20-foot fucking thing that he was climbing yeah. and then dropped and died. He could have been killed.
Yeah.
And then someone had the nerve to bring up Owen Hart.
Why?
And I'm like, Owen Hart killed Owen Hart. He was the dummy who pulled the latch. They told him, don't touch this button. He touched that button.
Yeah.
Sorry. And people don't want to hear that, but he killed himself. Not on purpose. He didn't commit suicide. No. But they literally told him, don't touch this latch. And then he touches the latch.
Yeah.
That's on you, dude.
Yeah.
And then someone was like, that's Russo's fault. I'm like, nope, that's Vince McMahon's company. Vince Russo was a writer.
Yeah.
How is the writer responsible for anything other than the writing?
That's it.
Especially in a company ran by Vince McMahon. I don't know if you've heard, but he kind of runs it with an iron fist, and his say is law. So, you know, the people that like to bash Russo on anything when it comes to that.
It's not, he doesn't have any fucking claim on anything of that no. show because
other none than
of
writing
it, he owns nothing of it because yeah. you can obviously tell by how much the fucking guy was written off of the company and never to be seen from again.
Yeah.
There's one person that makes the call on that.
It's
and
Vince.
That's fucking Vince McMahon.
Yeah. But, you know, but go and watch the Matt Hardy. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, just watch it to see how irresponsible this company was in this situation. To sit there and go, the doctor, protocol in less than 60 seconds? In less than 60 seconds.
What did the doctor do?
They didn't really show it on TV, but I'm sure it was like maybe check the eyes or ask him what day it is or what his name is, which boxers pass that shit all the time.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they should continue fighting. The yeah. corner man will decide, no, you're done.
Yeah.
Because he's responsible for
he
that fighter's safety.
He knows this
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. You're responsible for your wrestler's safety. And if the man is knocked out cold and concussed, Mick Foley wasn't knocked out cold.
Yeah.
That's also the difference. Was it a bad fall? Absolutely. But Mick Foley was used to doing that shit. Mick Foley would jump off his fucking house and land on fucking dirt. All right? He wasn't out cold. He wasn't concussed. He was probably concussed, but he wasn't out cold.
Yeah.
You know, when you're out cold, match over.
Yeah, you don't know what the fuck
is it's
going
finished.
On you know, so, you're a little fucked up after yeah. that. And
if anyone wants to go see it, just put an AEW Matt Hardy concussion. I guarantee it'll pop up. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Super Ugly Show, thanks for checking us out. If you're listening to us on The Brand, we're live every Tuesday night starting at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. Just go to YouTube, search Super Ugly Show, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell. You'll get alerted. You'll at least get alerted. You won't find us in the subscriptions, but you'll get alerted. And, of course, go to russosbrand.com, sign up. It's only $3.95 a month. You get over 14 brand new shows every single week. They're fantastic. Statementgames.com, head over to Statement Games, place your prop bets. You can win cash, gift card cash prizes or whatever. You win prizes over there, and it's absolutely free. So go over there, support those guys, and, you know, football season starts this Sunday. So, you know, start placing prop bets. And, of course, OP Radio. We love the Opster. So go check out opradio.com. Subscribe to his podcast. And tell him Super Ugly Show sent you. We'll see you guys next Tuesday. Stay tuned. Unfiltered Marriage is up next. We'll see you guys.